This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this post with your friends if you find it interesting. And I'm sure you will, because today we're talking about Bitcoin and we're on the phone with Linda Butcher. Hey, Linda, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and also you're on the phone with your business partner, right?
Yeah, I have Todd Rowan with me. We're the co-founders of RewardsToken.io.
Awesome. So Linda, the first question's for you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then Todd, I'll ask you the same question right after this.
I'm Linda Butcher. I guess you could say I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started my, professional career in healthcare many years ago, and that kind of led to some joint ventures and getting into sales and marketing. And over the years, I've ended up in more of a joint venture M&A type role in technology. And I guess when I found technology, I really found my fit. So I've stayed in technology for the last few years, and you know, it's such a cool thing. It's ever changing, always expanding. It's incredibly scalable. So that's what I'm doing right now. And there's this new cool thing called blockchain that has come out that we're working on implementing into our existing company.
Awesome. So Todd, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, well, thanks for having us on, and I really appreciate that. I'm Todd Rohn. I'm the CEO and founder of Rewards.com. My background comes out of the loyalty industry. I was in the loyalty industry for 15, 20 years now, and built a lot of the reward earnings and redemption programs for a lot of the major airlines and major banks. And I really enjoy the space. And, I have this a great project here with Rewards that we're working on internally, and we're very excited about the Bitcoin market and the cryptocurrency market in whole.
Awesome. So, how did you guys come about of starting your business?
Well, I actually had one of my businesses running at the time, and I was brokering the domain rewards.com. And I thought of my friend Todd Rowan, who is running a loyalty technology company, and there's really no better name for a loyalty technology company than rewards.com. So that's basically how the relationship started. I saw such a huge value in it that I came along with the deal, and that basically, we call them aha moments. That was our first aha moment of, we can take the loyalty technology that he already has and turn it into this big coalition, basically, where consumers can earn and redeem points. That ultimately evolved into a cryptocurrency, but that's essentially how it all began.
Awesome. So obviously, Bitcoin is such a popular topic right now. For people in our audience who aren't familiar with Bitcoin, just tell us, what exactly is Bitcoin and why is it so popular?
Yeah, so I'll take that. So Bitcoin is essentially a digital currency. So it's a currency for transferring value, peer-to-peer from one person to another. Unlike our traditional currency, if I want to send you a payment, that payment's going to have to go through an institution like a bank, and it takes time for processing and settlement, and there's a lot of fees and stuff that are related to that. Well, what Bitcoin allows is for me to transfer that value directly from me to you in a manner that you don't necessarily need to trust me on what you're receiving. You can trust what you actually received, and you can validate and verify that you actually did get that payment of value from me directly. And there's two basic parts, to Bitcoin. There's the currency piece of itself, and that's what we transfer the value back and forth on. And then there's the underlying blockchain technology that the Bitcoin runs on, and that's essentially a cryptographic ledger that is immutable, that helps Bitcoin transfer this value back and forth.
Awesome. And so,
not to mention the price of a Bitcoin hit almost $20K yesterday too.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
A lot of value in it.
Yeah, so how in the world is it growing so well, and Why should I invest in it?
Well, one thing is, one of the great powers of Bitcoin, since it doesn't have, you know, it's really backed by the community, and it's the global community. It's just not, you know, one country or one government that backs it. It's backed globally, and it's, you know, fully, you know, transparent, you know, across borders, so I can freely, you know, move this currency around, and it's by the sheer volume of the currency that's moving and the popularity of it that's really driving the overall price. And there's a limited supply of Bitcoin in the market. There's 21 million Bitcoins that will ever be created in the marketplace. And so in order for us to move enough value back and forth as global demand increases, the price has to increase so we can actually have that value to move.
Right. Okay. So if I were to be the devil's advocate here and just look at the objections of why anyone should get a Bitcoin, it's, you know, you can't go to Starbucks and get, you know, coffee with a Bitcoin, right?
Well, not yet, but there is a lot of retailers that you can, you know, purchase things at. Expedia, Overstock, you know, there's several retailers that are starting to come on board that accept Bitcoin and, you know, other currencies that are currently out in the market. So there's a lot of new blockchain technology companies that are coming up that are really focused on that payment piece of it and being able to make that easy for retailers to trade and accept, you know, the cryptocurrency and the Bitcoin as, you know, payment.
Gotcha. So it's kind of adapting into a legitimate currency that all of us will one day may all have, and it'll be relevant to every type of purchasing. So let's talk about blockchain technology. What is that?
Okay, so blockchain in of itself, so think of it as a ledger. So each time a transaction happens, that transaction is basically encrypted and stored on this open ledger, which is supported by the entire community. So it's on, you know, the network of, you know, thousands of computers around the globe. So when the next transaction happens of me transferring something from me to you, that's encrypted on top of the previous transaction, and that becomes the next transaction in this ledger, and that ledger continues to grow and to expand. So I can track, you know, the history of all transactions from, you know, the time that coin was originated all the way through, you know, till, you know, it is where it's at today. And then there's a lot of other uses in that you can incorporate in blockchain. Think of it as storing, you know, medical records that you don't want to change, or contracts that you don't want to change, or privacy data. There's protocols that you can put on the blockchain that have technology in them that, you know, have, can execute code and, you know, run programs. So there's a lot of uses for the blockchain, and it ultimately will really affect, you know, many, many industries, and transform the way we look at storing data and managing, you know, that data and the information.
Awesome. And one final question, and well, actually it's not a question. I want to open this up to you guys to say whatever's on your mind or whatever that you feel like our audience should know. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say you kind of did a perfect lead-in for us with the question about Starbucks. So the project that Todd and I are working on right now is, like Todd said, rewards.com, or the Rewards Global Marketplace. And that's essentially what our goal is to make cryptocurrency available to everyone. So we're saying we're putting cryptocurrency in the hands of the world. And we're kind of the bridge. So with Todd's experience and my past experience with partnership development, we have about 7,000 merchants that are participating in our program. So you will be able to, when you shop with them, you will be able to earn an our rewards token. And when you're ready to use your points for, you know, dinner tonight or a movie or shoes or whatever you want, you'll be able to use that cryptocurrency with those stores. So that is one of the challenges with the currency today, is that it's not readily accessible everywhere. And that's what our platform is going to do, is to change that and make it so it's easy to use.
Awesome. Todd, final comments.
Yeah, so the you know, when we started this project, you know, we looked at, you know, our industry, which, you know, I've been in for a very long time, and this is, you know, one of the first technologies that I've seen come along in many, many years that can really, you know, revolutionize and inspire, you know, the loyalty and the rewards industry. You know, it can breathe a bunch of new life in it, and, you know, our goal ultimately is to really reinstill loyalty in the loyalty and rewards industry.
Awesome. Todd, Linda, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.